And welcoming you, dear listeners, and obviously as Helmut, my colleague Helmut indicated right there, and ultimately also welcoming on the line is Madam Ndamuno Kaluma. Madam Kaluma, welcome and thank you for taking the time to talk to us and our listeners.
Good afternoon and thank you for having me.
Just, Madam Kaluma, before we get into our conversation, I just want to share with the listeners that you are the registrar of Helvetia University, and the event that specifically you and I will engage upon is going to be the inaugural graduation ceremony that's going to take place. And this will be for the Helvetia School of Agriculture and Nature Conservation, which obviously was or began back in September of 2022. Just before we start with our interview, Madam Kaluma, if you want to share something with our listeners, it's all good.
Thank you so much, Dwight. The event is going to take place on the 18th of July, 2025, starting from 7 a.m. And the venue is going to be Morani Campus. The location is Farm Poor Rat, 1029. Which is the road, the B8 road, Trans-Caprivi Highway in Otsozonduka region. So it's basically between Mororani and Mororani Gate and Grootfontein.
And obviously, as you're highlighting those particular important scenarios, there is going to be a keynote speaker, Mr. Eric Fundula. Nengwanya, the CEO of the NTA. And obviously this will take place under the theme of catalyzing the youth innovation for food security and economic diversification in Namibia. All of these are obviously set. Can you just share with us some of the particular program highlights that attendees as well as also their friends and families and even the audience can look forward to?
Okay, thank you. So the program highlight is that we are going to confer qualifications to 71 graduates in the following fields of learning: the National Vocational Certificate Level 2 in Horticulture and Crop Husbandry, and then we also have the National Vocational Certificate Level 2 in Farm Machinery and Infrastructure, and the third qualification is the National Vocational Certificate Level 2 in Livestock Husbandry. And there will also be a campus tour and exhibition of student-grown fresh produce after the inaugural ceremony, and entertainment by the Morani Cultural Group as well.
And there are also some particular sort of like objectives, Madam Kaluma, if we can focus on them as well, because in many particular, you know, Namibians, we obviously just know, you know, a graduation ceremony is so straightforward. You know, you confer the certificates and the degrees, diplomas, / and all that. What would some of these other extra objectives be?
We have three objectives. The first one is to highlight, the event will highlight the importance of vocational education in agriculture for national food security and economic growth. And the second objective is also for us to engage with stakeholders and the community in supporting youth innovation in agriculture. And our third objective is to celebrate the achievements of the first cohort of the National Vocational Certificate Level 2 graduates at Mororani Campus.
And as we now obviously head into this discussion, you highlighted in one scenario the significance of this first cohort. But if we look at the overall inaugural graduation pertaining to this cohort, what does it symbolize? What does it indicate?
Okay, thank you. So the overall is for this graduation, or the significance is the graduation will mark a major milestone for the Helvetia School of Agriculture and Nature Conservation. And we'll be celebrating the first cohort of students who have completed the rigorous training, both theory and in service in key agricultural fields. It will also demonstrate our commitment to equipping Namibian youth with practical skills for the sustainable agriculture and national development.
And if we also factor into some of the particular programs, which programs are some of the students graduating from?
The, like I had mentioned earlier, the 71 graduates will be receiving the National Vocational Certificate Level 2 in the three disciplines. The first one is horticulture and crop husbandry. Second one is farm machinery and infrastructure. And the third one is livestock husbandry.
And if we focus in on the training aspect, what makes the training at Vialvicha University, specifically the Agriculture and Nature Conservation Department, unique in this particular discussion?
Our programs blend theory with hands-on practical training, which also includes in-service placements with established vocational training centers. And our students also participate in real-life farming activities as it will be showcased by the fresh produce exhibition that will take place during the graduation at Mororani.
And focusing specifically on the keynote speaker again, Madam Gauluma, you've identified that it'll be the NTA chief executive. I just want you to sort of like give us a little bit of an explainer on the aspect of the theme itself, the catalyzing youth innovation for food security and economic diversification in Namibia. Why was this particular theme the focus point for this upcoming inaugural graduation?
Okay. The theme will highlight the crucial role that young people play in driving innovation within agriculture and related sectors. And by empowering youth with practical skills and knowledge, we can boost food security and create new economic opportunities for Namibia. This approach not only addresses immediate challenges like unemployment and food security, food scarcity in drought-stricken regions, but it also fosters long-term growth with resilience in our economy.
And also citing specifically the prospects for the students, Madam Gauluma, the discussion obviously in the Greater Namibia has been about, are there any opportunities for new students? Specifically, if we take a look at this particular department of the Vialvicha University's Agriculture and Nature Conservation Department, what can they look forward to? That's just now for some of the particular opportunities that we also want to focus on.
Yes, absolutely. We do have opportunities for prospective students. The applications for the January 2026 intake will open in October 2025, and prospective students and parents can learn more about it on our website, which is www.wu.edu.na, or during our student engagement sessions at the various TVET career fairs that are going to take place countrywide.
And just also citing the entry requirements for these programs, what would they be? What would some of the students need, some of the prospective students need? And, what would be the ideal particular participation or field that these students can see emanating from if they join the agricultural department?
Okay. The entry requirements for the three programs, as we have mentioned, is the first entry requirements for those that do not have grade 11 or 12, they can use their grade 10 certificate, which is currently the phased-out curriculum with 20 points in six subjects, including at least an F in English or mathematics. And for students that have got grade 11, the revised curriculum, or grade 12, the old curriculum, should have 18 points in six subjects and at least an F in English. And learners should also have studied agriculture, biology, or geography as additional subjects as well.
And I am a bit of a fan of geography, Madam Gauluma, so it is actually good that it's an emphasis there. If we take a look at some of the more important sort of like questions regarding the additional information for prospective students, the first one that will obviously pop up is financial support and whether it is available for these prospective students.
Yes, financial support is available, and all our programs are fully funded by the Namibia Training Authority, which is NTA, and it covers both tuition and accommodation at the Mururani campus. And they can also apply for NASPA funding as well, on top of the NTA funding.
And when we also look at some additional information regarding the graduation ceremony, and as well as also the campus itself of Mururani, what can the audience and the students look forward to?
The graduation ceremony is open to all our students and parents, stakeholders, and the media. So you are all welcome to attend the graduation. And the event will include a campus tour and exhibition of student-grown produce. This will be done after the graduation ceremony has completed. And then the Vicha School of Agriculture and Nature Conservation is dedicated to empowering Namibian youth for careers in agriculture and conservation, which enables us to drive food security and economic diversification. Thank you.
And just for some extra information, Madam Kaluma, if we take a look at where the listeners and viewers specifically can also, can try and make contact with Vavitch University regarding the Mururani campus's particular service provision or its offerings, what can they look forward to?
For more information, the listeners and are encouraged to visit the Mururani campus or attend our upcoming career fairs and exhibitions that will take place countrywide, or they can visit our website at www.wu.edu.na, or they can also email us at info@wu.edu.na, and our landline is 061-247-238.
100%. Madam Kaluma, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk to us and our listeners regarding the inaugural graduation ceremony as well. If there's still some information that you'd like to share, you could still do so before we say goodbye.
Just to thank you for having us in studio, and also we look forward to seeing you at the graduation on the 18th of July. Thank you so much.
Not a problem, madam. Thank you, Madam Kaluma, for taking the talk with us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.